Okay, you have to see this. You have got to see this. I'm standing on the ramp at Triple Tree Aerodrome outside Woodruff, South Carolina, and I'm looking at a runway made of grass, and I don't mean a bumpy little farm strip with a windsock and a prayer. I mean 7,000 feet of turf mowed so tight, so perfectly, that it looks like somebody rolled out the 18th green at Augusta and just kept going and going. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Ramp, and today Ramp Check is on the ground at a place pilots talk about in a hushed voice like they're describing a cathedral, and honestly, they're not wrong. Let me take you there. You come in over the trees, and the grass just opens up beneath you, this ribbon of green 400 feet wide, and you grease it on, and there's no thump, no rattle, none of that bang bang you get on pavement. Just this soft whisper as the wheels kiss the turf. Pilots land here, and they go quiet. I'm not kidding. Grown men and women, hundreds of hours in their logbooks, and they roll out and just sit there for a second with this dumb, happy grin because it's that good. Before I go one more sentence, let me tell you who's making today possible. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, Aviation Challenge Coins for every step of the journey, first solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story, AviationSoul.com. And speaking of stories, this place doesn't just happen a runway like this. This is a labor of love, and the man behind it was named Pat Hartness. Now, Pat was a South Carolina businessman, a serious model airplane guy, and he had a dream that was frankly a little crazy. He wanted to build the finest grass runway in the entire world. Not a good one, not a nice one, the finest. And he had the land, this rolling green property with a lake sitting right off the approach, and he went and did it. He shaped the earth, he laid the turf, he built a runway you could land a warbird on and never feel a bump. And then, here's the part that gets me. He didn't wall it off. He didn't make it some private playground. He opened it up. He created the Triple Tree Aerodrome as a nonprofit, a place for pilots and model builders and anybody who loves airplanes to just come and be together. Pat passed away back in 2017, but you walk this property today, and he is everywhere, in every blade of grass, in the volunteers who show up with mowers and rakes and treat this turf like it's sacred ground, because to them it is. Now let me walk you around, because this is not just a runway. There's a lake right off the end. And in the summer, they run a splash in float planes coming down onto the water, taxiing up, and it is a scene. There's a beautiful clubhouse. There are model flying fields, because Pat never forgot where he came from. And the radio control folks have their own slice of heaven. Right here, antique cars, trains. This man loved things that move. But the big one, the one you circle on your calendar, is the fly-in every fall. They call it the Triple Tree Fly-In, and it turns this quiet green paradise into one of the great gatherings in general aviation. Hundreds of airplanes camping right under the wing. You pitch a tent next to your cub. You unzip in the morning, and the first thing you see is that impossible green runway with the mist still burning off it and the airplanes that come. Oh, the airplanes. I watched a Piper J3 Cub, that little yellow airplane, come floating in over the trees, throttle back, and settle onto the turf so gently. It looked like a leaf landing on a pond, and right behind it, a Beechcraft Staggerwing. That gorgeous negative stagger biplane with the round cowl and the throaty radial. This thing is stunning. I mean, look at those lines. It rumbles down the grass, and the whole field turns to watch. You want the human story? Here it is. I met a father and his teenage daughter camped under the wing of a Cessna 172. They flew in together from three states away. And the dad, he learned to fly late in life, and he told me this fly-in was the first place his kid ever said out loud that she wanted to be a pilot too. Right here on this grass, that's what this place does. And there's a mechanic I talked to, been coming for years, who spends the whole weekend just walking the flight line, helping people wobbly nose, strut, sticky throttle, whatever, won't take a dime. Says Pat's whole idea was that you take care of each other out here, so he does. The flying culture here is gentle, it's welcoming, nobody showing off. It's tailwheels and fabric and radials and folks who just want to sit in a lawn chair and watch airplanes come home to the grass as the sun goes down. And when that evening light hits that runway, the green goes gold and the whole field kind of holds its breath. If you fly, you owe yourself a trip to Triple Tree, come for the fly-in in the fall, or reach out and ask about visiting, because they'll tell you it's an event, not a public airport you just drop into. Do it right, but do it. My thanks to the good people at the Triple Tree Aerodrome and to Pat Hartness's family for keeping this dream mowed and green and open to the rest of us. You can find us at radiohangar.com. Go land on some grass. Trust me, you'll understand.